Hello, welcome to Service Bus. Service Bus is a messaging infrastructure inside of Windows Azure that's being hosted for you and that you can use as part of your Windows Azure subscription. Windows Azure provides you with Service Bus a set of capabilities for a very broad range of use cases that go from intra-application communication, where you can go and decouple very efficiently, very scalable systems and make them more resilient, to bridging between system pieces that sit partially on premises and partially in the cloud. If you have assets that are sitting on premises in your own facilities or at the customer facilities that you can't move, but you still need to go and integrate with them for your cloud solutions, to notifications that you need to make to application clients that sit either in native apps on the mobile clients or on the web, where you need to feed them information on an ongoing basis. We also have facilities to push notifications out into mobile devices, into the shell of mobile devices through push notification systems. And then lastly, you can also use the infrastructure pieces that we have to hook up very large numbers of embedded devices to facilitate machine-to-machine communication. The scenarios range from kiosks that sit at airports, at stores, or on factory floors, to connecting machines that are in devices that are sitting in vehicles or seagoing vessels or in homes, to servers that are sitting in data center facilities around the world. So Service Bus is really about interconnecting things into the cloud and do so through an infrastructure that works at the application layer and not necessarily at the low-level networking layer. What we also do is we help with going across NATs and across firewalls to facilitate communication into and from places which are behind firewalls and hard to reach. So if you have a store and that store sits inside of a mall, it might be kind of difficult to get a public IP address for that cash register that sits in that store, but using Service Bus, we can actually go and facilitate that communication using the facilities and the capabilities we have. The first big capability we have is the broker. The broker has two so-called entities that it implements. The first one is a queue. A queue is a store for messages. And so what you can do with that is you can have a client drop off messages and another client can go and pick up those messages from that same place. The queue has a maximum capacity of up to 5 gigabytes of messages, which is a lot. If you need more capacity, you can make more queues. You can go and drop messages off and pick them up and do that within very short time, within a matter of a few milliseconds, or you can leave those messages there for a longer period of time. And you can have multiple clients which are pulling from the same queue, which gives you very natural load balancing across them. So, and the delivery assurances we give is, if we take a message, we will keep that message, and you can try multiple times to get that message, and there's a handshake that we implement which allows you to tell us whether you have gotten and have processed the message, so all that transferring is reliable. The second thing that the broker implements is a topic. The topic is an infrastructure piece that allows you to create effectively a queue from the front where you can drop messages off. And on the back side of that, you can have multiple so-called subscriptions. Each of those can have a filter, and you can go and get messages from these individual subscriptions. They're durable, and they are kind of like virtual queues, and you can have up to 2,000 on a single topic. So you can send one message in, and then you can get at most, in that case, 2,000 copies are automatically made for you. And each individual client owning a subscription can go and then decide which of those messages are actually showing up in that subscription by way of the filter. Another capability we have in the system is the relay. The relay allows you to take a web service, a WCF web service, and very shortly also a web API web service, and you can go and expose that out to the cloud, expose that out where we now go and listen on your behalf. And we take the external traffic, we play your firewall, and we play your demilitarized zone, and then we send you that traffic, we send you the messages that are happening are happening at the application layer. We're not sending you the raw network traffic, we're sending you the messages, the requests, down to your service, and where we create the illusion with the API that we build that those your service is actually listening directly on the network. Well, really, we are listening on your behalf. And with that, you can now go and reach into applications which are sitting on premises. It's very popular with customers who have with ISVs who are selling solutions for small and medium businesses and who are complementing those solutions with SaaS applications in the cloud. And with that, they are able to go and integrate very nicely with the systems that are sitting on some server or under some desk in a doctor's office or in a lawyer's practice, but also is being used very popular by a number of very large enterprise customers because setting up the relay, using the relay, turns out to be actually cheaper in many cases than cutting a path through the infrastructure that you have inside of a large enterprise. For notifications, for sending messages inside of the application, we have overlays over service bus topics. One is for socket.io in Node.js, the other one is for ASP.NET with SignalR. For both of those infrastructures, we have overlay infrastructure that allows you to go and effectively create a large-scale signaling fabric, either Node or ASP.NET. Both of those sits on top of the topic infrastructure. And then we also have built into Service Bus a feature called the Notification Hubs. If you use the or plan to use the notification facilities, tiles and posts or alerts and badges in the Apple iOS infrastructure or on Google's Android through Google Cloud Messaging or in Windows or Windows Phone, if you want to use any of these notification facilities that the operating system shells offer, we have a new infrastructure called the Notification Hub, and the Notification Hub allows you to send messages, to send actually one notification to several million of concurrently connected devices. We manage all these device registrations for you, and we also have a way by ways of template notifications that we can abstract the concrete formats that are being sent to those devices and separate those out from the raw data that you send and merge them together at scale so that you get a cross-platform notification facility by ways of using Service Bus. All of that is grouped in what we call the namespace. So you create your queues, your topics, your relays, your notification hubs in the scope of a namespace inside of Service Bus. And that gives you an umbrella for security that you can go and either secure through a SaaS shared access security key, which is a very convenient password-like but signature-based mechanism for security, or you can leverage the integration that we have with the Windows Azure Active Directory Access Control Service, which is automatic, where you can actually go and create accounts, or you can federate with an existing security system that you have in place, and then assign rights to identities at the entity level in a very fine-grained way, so you can actually define that for a particular topic, only a certain person, a certain identity of a service can go and fetch messages from a subscription and can only do that and nothing more. If that sounds interesting to you, you're cordially invited to actually review all the documentation we have on this site. And we also have a number of samples, and there's also a blog that I maintain on Channel 9, which is called Subscribe, and on the Subscribe blog, you also see a lot of more depth material about Service Bus.